Maynard Meyer for Q92 Radio, and with us on the line right now, we have the person who's going to be our guest speaker at a special event coming up here in Madison October 8th at the Madison VFW. It's been known for quite a while as the Spring Splash over the years, and it's now called Autumn Grace. Is an uplifting evening for women featuring nationally acclaimed speaker Renee Rungan, and we are privileged to have Renee on the phone with us today. She's an award-winning speaker, business consultant, and humorist, known for her authenticity, powerful presence, and infectious energy. Welcome to the radio here, Renee. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Maynard, how are you?
I am real good. Got to be good on a day like this. It's some beautiful weather, a little rain, which we didn't need, but we'll take it. We'll need it at some point in time. That's right.
We'll take it. We're going to need it sometime.
Yeah, we may be complaining about not having enough later, so we'll take it now.
Correct.
Well, welcome to the radio, and welcome to Madison here a little ahead of time, but we wanted to get the word out just what this program is all about. And Renee, maybe just tell us a little about yourself first off here.
Well, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to come. I love, like, girls' nights out, women's nights out. I love to laugh. I'm all about laugh. If it's not going to be fun, I really don't want to come. And Karen has assured me that it's a really fun event. So I'm excited to come. The women can expect to laugh hard. You know, I tell everyone over 50, they better poise head up because they might wet their pants. So we're going to laugh hard. You know what? We might tear up. I'm just a real person. I'm very authentic. I talk about real life stuff that's going on in our own lives. I'm a connector. I love women to connect, get off of their devices, come and be together. It's really a time of camaraderie, and it's camaraderie, and it's fun, and it's engaging, and it's really uplifting. I want them to leave like feeling really great, and maybe they're going to do that because they came to the VFW a little early, and then they feel really great. I'm not positive, but I expect that they're going to feel great when they leave. And I'm a storyteller. I'm a master storyteller. That most of them are humorous, and they may not remember me, but they'll always remember the story. And it really overflows into their lives, and so they'll see themselves in my own stories, because I'm as common as the day is long. I've spoke all over the world, but at the end of the day, I live in the country in way northwest Minnesota. I'm a mom. I'm a grandma. I'm just like everyone else. You know what? Just trying to live life and be positive and laugh in between. So I'm just like they are.
Well, I think you'll find a good group here. It's I know a lot of the people that are going to be there, and it's not too hard to get them to laugh. We do it all the time around here, so it's kind of a fun community, and I think you'll enjoy it here.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Well, tell us a little bit about some of the other things you've done. I see you've had a spot on the National Laughter is the Best Medicine Tour. That sounds interesting. Tell us about that a little bit.
Yeah, that was super fun. They pick a humorist that's not actually bolded as a comedian, and Laughter is the Best Medicine is with Paula Poundstone, and it was with Lily Tomlin and Paul Reiser. There's a bunch of them, and we go to all these small comedy theater clubs around the country and do a show, and it was years ago, and it was really fun to be selected. So I've had the honor of that. I've also my book Fundamentally Female was picked. They pick a book a year of the Golden Globes and Oscars, and my book was, it's called Fundamentally Female, and it was picked to be in all the swag bags for the women nominees. And so that was a grand thrill to be writing out. Back then it was Sally Fields was getting an award, but I was writing out books to all these people, and that was a thrill, because I'm just, like I said, I'm a country girl on a John Deere tractor, and it kind of was surreal. So I've gotten to share the stages with tons and tons of great personalities, and some you'd never know, and truly the personalities that resonate the most with me are the ones with the less ego, with the biggest messages, and I've had a great ride. I'm just in kind of the last quarter of my life. I didn't know if I'd still be speaking, but occasionally I speak, not very often anymore. Right now I am a coach to all the up-and-coming speakers and entertainers across the country, so that I still get to do this. I do it if it's around home, probably 3 times a year. So it's a thrill. I can't believe I still get to do what I love, and you know what, and get paid for it. It's kind of crazy.
That's nice, isn't it? Doing what you like and getting paid for it at the same time. So
it's a great gig. It's a great gig, Maynard. It's a great gig.
Say, you're also the founder of the Ultimate Pajama Party. I just heard about this part of it yesterday at our Kiwanis Club. In fact, we made a donation to buy some pajamas for this. But tell us a little bit about what that's all about.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. First of all, thank you so much. Actually, sad how it came about, but I had a friend years ago, about 20 now, who actually was killed by her husband, and I had no idea that until after, that her kids, her young kids, always were dressed and in bed in the middle of the night, because she'd have to leave for safe houses, and she'd have them dressed, so they couldn't wear their pajamas at night. And it was one way that I thought, because I have all these world stages with, you know, thousands of people, I said, the one thing I can do to honor her is one pair of pajamas, one child, safe in their own pajamas for one night. And we have a tracker, and to date we've collected over 1 million pair of pajamas for kids and moms, and it's one thing, but it's one mom, one child, safe in their own pajamas one night. And that's my goal, and I'm absolutely delighted that your partnership for this event has also taken that on. And I really encourage everyone, please, please, please bring pajamas. I guess they're going to be the Beacon Center in Watertown, and the RAP program, the Rural Advocacy Program, the Redwood, Lincoln, and Yellow Medicine Counties. Mm-hmm. So thank you for doing that. And thank you for your Kiwanis and any other group that's donating. It's a really important mission that people don't really know about that much, but I've been there at these safe houses when kids get to pick their pajamas, and if everyone could see them pick their pajamas, I get teary talking about it, if everyone could see them pick their pajamas, everybody would give a pair of pajamas. It's crazy. They're so excited. They're so excited to have their own pair of pajamas. So,
well, something you don't think about, but it's a great project there. And as you say, everybody that attends the event here, they're asked to, they're encouraged to bring a new pair of pajamas for women or children of any size. And as you say, that'll be donated to those organizations. So that's great. That's a big part of the event here. Do want to put in a little plug for a couple other things that'll be going on along with you there. They'll have a women's health panel with Dr. Maria Nolte and Maribeth Olson, physician's assistant from up here at Madison Healthcare Services. And I'm sure you'll enjoy meeting them, because they're a couple of fun speakers as well. I get to talk to
I'm
them
excited.
On the radio here once in a while.
Yeah, I'm excited. I heard they're great, so I'm really excited.
And we should put in a plug for where you can get the tickets. They're available over at United Prairie Bank in Madison, or give Karen Bone a call at 320-979-6990. Tickets are $30. And the evening presented by Parishes of Faith Lutheran Church, Minnesota Valley Lutheran Church, and some other sponsors we should mention. Little plug for it too, the Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Southwest Initiative Foundation, and Madison Healthcare Services. And again, this event coming up October 8th, 6 p.m. at the Madison VFW. Karen tells me doors will be opening at 5:30, and the event going on from 6 to 8 o'clock. So you'll have a wonderful night out, and Renee, I think you'll enjoy your experience there as well.
I'm delighted, and already had people reach out, and yes, I will have my books for sale, Fundamentally Female and I'm a Girl That's Why. I'll have them both there. People have reached out. So, yes, I will have them there as well. I can't wait. You know what? All I can say is be ready to laugh and do your ab exercises the next 2 weeks, because we're going to have some fun.
That's right. And we could use a little laughter right about now in this world, that's for sure.
Absolutely, 100%.
Not enough people laughing out there. That's a lot of the problem, I think.
Agreed.
Well, Renee Ruggen, appreciate you taking a little time to talk to us here on the radio today about the event coming up here in Madison, Autumn Grace, an uplifting evening for women, again, October 8th at the Madison VFW, and we look forward to seeing you there, and you have a great day.
Thank you so much, Maynard. Can't wait to see everyone. God bless.